isn't there a local milk company around here? A locally owned?
Well, Superior's right over here.
Yeah. Well, how long have they been around?
Well, they've been there a good while. All this around here used to be beautiful homes.
Uh-huh.
You know, people used to live on close to water and rivers, and that was a beautiful two-story home. Their name. Mm-hmm. Well, they took over all of that, and across the street over this way too, there was another big two-story home. They bought up all that land and put that mill.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it anything besides a milk company?
Just these homes.
I mean the milk company. Do you ever call it by another name besides?
No.
Milk company.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let's see. What did you call the place where you let the horse and the cow out to graze? What did you call
pasture.
It?
Pasture.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
Cotton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure my father raised cotton because I remember my mother said that he was so neat that rows would always just have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And of course they did their own plowing then, you know.
Yeah.
But she said he was so neat with his farming.
What all do you have to do to raise cotton, do you know?
Well, there's a season, you know, for planting.
Yeah.
And that's one reason that my family left the farm. My mother said my father had the most beautiful farm and made more. She said he had this beautiful farm and produced more than he ever had, but got nothing for it. Said time he paid his help, and of course they go to a place where they buy the whole family's clothes and groceries and all that. She said time he and maybe they'll let him go 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
You see, and she said time he paid all those bills, and then she said he had hardly anything left for the next year. So that's the reason they moved into Austin and he went in the grocery business.
Uh-huh, yeah. Seems like a good thing to do.
But now at farms, mostly, you probably already know that, most people that use farms are dentists and physicians.
Oh.
And they buy up these farms and have them work. They're not real farmers themselves. They buy it. Well, a lot of people think to keep them paying income tax. So it's high income tax.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Most of these farms around that, like we used to have and all, now are owned by companies or doctors or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What do you call grass that grows up in the...
Johnson grass.
Okay, any kind of unwanted grass, what would you call it? Well, it was crabgrass or...
Well, we always just called it Johnson grass, and they said it was so hard to get rid of if it once started.
Yeah,
It could destroy a farm.
Oh, I bet that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to pull up Johnson grass?
Well, they say it's awful hard to.
It sure is. I had some in my garden not long ago, and it just made me so mad. I went in there and pulled it all up, and then I tried to chop out the roots, but I know I didn't get them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just hard to get it all.
Yes.
Corn and cotton, you'd say, grow in a...
rows.
Okay. What do you call that whole area out there where the corn's growing?
It's just cotton field, isn't
it? Okay. How big is the cotton field usually?
Oh, I guess that depends on how much land the owner has.
Yeah. Tobacco, if you were going to grow tobacco, what would you call that area where you grow the tobacco?
I don't think it's ever raised around here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have a fence around the house that you had?